You've heard the phrase a million times. He's a born actor. The truth is that even the most successful actors need help, need coaching, someone to develop them, reassurance. Susan Batson runs a company called Black Nexus in Lower Manhattan, where she coaches the stars, Tom Cruise, Jennifer Lopez, Nicole Kidman, Juliette Binoche, Lily Tomlin. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even the greats, perhaps especially the greats, call on Batson, and 24 hours a day, she's there for them.
There have been some 3 a.m. phone calls, sure.
Susan Batson has never needed much sleep. It used to be a problem when she was a child. She was always acting, bugging, mugging. Finally, her exhausted mother dropped her off at the Boston Children's Theater.
Yeah, she said, I'm taking you to a place that I think people will understand you. I thought she was taking me to a mental institution.
She was never a mental patient, just a free spirit. She's wearing a diaphanous paisley muumuu, lucite heels with 6-inch wedges, and looks like Eartha Kitt serving a cocktail in a Hawaiian tiki bar. Her hair is shocked, it tells you, and tiny as she is, this is a woman who commands an audience. For almost 30 years, Batson has been an acting coach. Lee Strasberg, a legend in the business, gave Batson her start when she was a struggling single mother and former actress. And one can say this about coaching. Batson can tell her students something in 10 minutes, show it to them in an hour, and it can take a lifetime to learn. We sat her down in her cavernous Soho studio to talk about her work.
There's several steps. There's one which is the use of the memory. What in your life have you, is somewhere in your body is this experience, somewhere, even if it only happened for 5 minutes, and you have to say that it was a lifetime that it happened, but did you have that experience for 5 minutes? You have the actor journey back into the memory and come up with the sensations of that experience. That's great. The other way is another way is through the process of what we call the magic as if, which is that you'll say to the actor, it's as if you you climb Mount Everest. You don't have to climb Mount Everest, but what is the as if of that? And usually the actor will trigger the imagination through something very hard that they tried to do. And then they can apply it to climbing Mount Everest, if they haven't indeed climbed Mount Everest.
Susan Batson will do anything to get her actors to inhabit their characters. When Nicole Kidman needed to study prostitutes for her Broadway role in The Blue Room, she took her to the seedy parts of Manhattan to mingle with streetwalkers and get their stories.
Yeah, I thought it was far enough from her world that she would not have said, I know this. So at least so we took a little trip and we watched them. And then she would go up and she would give them all kinds of money to talk and talk. And then she would stand and talk and talk and talk. And finally the Johns, I mean, there was a hot white woman on the street. The cars were coming left and right. I mean, we finally had to really get out of there because it got a little dangerous.
But every star has to start somewhere. Batson's technique for warm-up is a daily anyone can do this class called Exer Actor, a sort of limbering up to melt down. It's taught on this morning by one of Batson's proteges named Wass Stevens, whose approach one might call a bit demagogic. He leans into students' faces. He takes them in his arms.
No longer, I don't care what you went through on the way here. I don't care what's going on in your life. And there is another person in the center of the circle who is about them. And you find their happiness, you find their sadness, you find your release.
We're finding our release on a sunny August morning, standing in a circle with a dozen other characters in search of a catharsis. That's my howling you're hearing, my rolling on the floor, and let's just leave the rest to the magic as if of your imagination. Susan Batson said I had to do it or I wouldn't understand the process. I'm not sure what I got in touch with, but I was glad when a more advanced student showed up for a private lesson.
I heard of Susan because I was looking for some kind of mentor a person that would have a view on my work, I could work with, who would, you know, go to the core of my questions and my needs.
Juliette Binoche won an Oscar for her role in The English Patient. She's been in Shock a Lot, Krzysztof Kieslowski's Red, White, and Blue trilogy, and when she came to the stage in a Harold Pinter play in New York a few years back, she felt she needed some help.
I was kind of desperate because I didn't feel I was connected with somebody who could be with me somehow. And mm-hmm. as actors, we're very lonely, even though, you know, we being very close to the people we work on a set or being very intimate somehow. At the end of the day, you're alone and you have to continue your path, because where we go is takes courage and great will in order to achieve it. So I was talking to this director, and he said to me, well, I know one woman, her name is Susan Batson, she's genius. She has genius. And for me, it was like, genius? No. Can you repeat the word, please? Because for me, it was like, this word was so strong. And I didn't know where, what, when, who. I didn't know anything about her. I just knew this genius word. And so when I came here, we started working together. And I started touching and feeling what it was. But the more I go into the work, the more I find it fascinating and fulfilling. And it's helping me, my life, to live and as a person, as much as an actress. And I think I'm making progress.
Once Susan Batson was an actress only, and she lost the best part she ever had. She lost it when a theater producer gave her role, a role she'd understudied, to Zoe Caldwell, who was married to the show's producer. That was 30 years ago. Then, she said, she lost her faith in the business. She retired from the stage. Here, she has a different stage, her own. And when the famous and the yet-to-be-discovered call on her for encouragement, she knows exactly how they feel.
There is some ingredient that's connected with a desire to open oneself up, to open oneself and share one's emotional life for whatever reason, a scream for attention, that you feel it so full in yourself that it organically comes out. And I think that, or you're very much a show-off.
When Nicole Kidman won her Oscar for The Hours, the person she thanked as the orchestra came up and she was ushered off was her coach, Susan Batson, at Black Nexus. Showing off has its rewards.